USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Biden says the mass shooting in Boulder, Colorado is devastating and that too many communities have been scarred by gun violence. Meanwhile, former wrestling teammates of the accused gunman remember him as short-tempered and violent. He was born in Syria but moved here when he was 3 years old, is no fan of former President Donald Trump, and has ISIS sympathies. Treasury Secretary Janet Yellen says the United States must be clear-eyed about the long-term economic recovery from the ongoing coronavirus outbreak.
I'm confident that people will reach the other side of this pandemic with the foundations of their lives intact, and I believe they'll be met there by a growing economy.
Yellen, testifying in a virtual House hearing on Tuesday, also saying there are promising economic trends. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
You hear that? That is the sound. No, that is the sound of the wrecker. That is the sound of the tow truck. That is the sound of your car stuck in the snow and the tow truck is on it. You know what the tow truck is coming for? The tow truck is coming for your wallet. That's what it's coming for. I know. That's what it's coming for. Listen, this is Billy Gerard here, Rockstar Radio. I have the solution. It is called Track Grabber. TRACGRABBER. Go there. TrackGrabber.com. Winter is coming. Do not let this sound be you. Track Grabber. TRACGRABBER. Go there. Get these. They are inexpensive. They will save you a fortune in the long run, and they will save you from getting stuck. Go to TrackGrabber.com. Log on. Get yourself a pair. Get a pair for the family. They're easy to install, and they will get you out of the mud, the snow, the sand. They will save you from the wrecker bills. Oh, my goodness. They will pay for themselves the first time you use them. TrackGrabber.com. Promo code ROCKSTAR saves 25%. That's TrackGrabber.com. Promo code ROCKSTAR.
At least one resident is dead and two firefighters injured in a blaze that destroyed a Spring Valley, New York assisted living facility. There's no word yet on what caused the fire. Crews spent hours battling the flames and had to help some two dozen residents out of the building. With more on one of our top stories of the day, an officer is being hailed a hero and being identified in the Boulder, Colorado grocery store shooting.
The officer killed has been identified as 51-year-old Officer Eric Talley. Boulder Police Chief Maris Harold says Officer Talley joined the Boulder Police Department in 2010.
At 14:30 hours, the Boulder Police Department began receiving phone calls of shots fired in the area and a phone call about a possible person with a patrol rifle. Officer Talley responded to the scene, was the first on the scene, and he was fatally shot.
From the USA Radio News Ohio Bureau, I'm Dan Naraki.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
Senators are focused on deadly gun violence after two mass shootings in the United States in the past week. Illinois Democrat Richard Durbin opening a hearing calling the crimes unspeakable.
I could ask for a moment of silence for the mass shooting in Boulder last night, but in addition to a moment of silence, I would like to ask for a moment of action.
The Illinois Democrat arguing effective legislation to curb deadly gun violence is long overdue. Iowa Republican Senator Chuck Grassley says any gun control legislation must be bipartisan.
The two background check bills recently passed by the House passed on votes that were virtually party line. That is not a good sign that all voices and all perspectives are being considered.
The basketball world is mourning the loss of a true legend.
Basketball legend Elgin Baylor has passed away. Baylor spent 14 seasons with the Los Angeles Lakers, averaging a double-double for his career, earning 11 All-Star selections, and making 8 trips to the NBA Finals, but never winning a title. After retiring in 1971, Baylor went into coaching, leading the New Orleans Jazz from 1974 to 1979. Baylor was inducted into the Basketball Hall of Fame in 1977. He then transitioned into the front office, spending 22 seasons with the Los Angeles Clippers as the team's vice president of basketball operations. He was named NBA Executive of the Year in 2006. Baylor was 86. From the USA Radio News Ohio Bureau, I'm Dan Narok.
For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.